There's a lot of us, a lot of parents who are in a pinch this week with spring break. What do you do with your kids? Not everybody is as fortunate to have parents or in-laws or friends, family to watch the kids. Maybe daycare bails out on you. Whatever the reason, you find yourself in a pinch.
Mm-hmm.
Bring your kid to work. A lot of people are doing that this week. But when the boss says no kids allowed, even if you're in a pinch, they're not sympathetic at all. No kids allowed. Boss is in the judgment zone. You decide, is that boss jerk or justified?
I'm calling justified on that. Job is a job. Work is work. Keep the kids away. And
really?
It's not that they're, you know what? There's
what
liability. There's liability problems that you know, if your kid gets hurt there, what happens? There's lots of things that could go wrong. Plus,
okay. There's
distractions. I say it's justified. It's not a mean thing. It's just practically has to kind of be like that.
It's a mean thing. You're a kid hater. And I know kids aren't for everybody. There's some people who don't have kids and are removed from that world. But listen, companies have insurance. If something goes wrong, whether it's a kid or an employee or a customer, they're covered. You don't ever want anything to go wrong. But as a responsible parent, you're going to make sure your kid isn't in danger's way. So even if there's a part of the company that's a little bit dangerous, like, you know, there's the service department or whatever, as a parent, you're not going to let your kid in that environment.
Justified.
Big, fat, bossy jerk.
You're going to call it jerk or justified? What do you think? Hi, the boss.
Justified.
Justified.
You're team boss.
They would be liable. They're liable to you because you actually work there, but they're not liable to the kid.
Yep, very true. Is it jerk or justified?
He is justified with a caveat.
Okay, caveat.
I think, first of all, it depends on what job you have.
Uh-huh.
Right? I mean, that only makes sense. If you bring him to work, somebody has to watch your kid.
I see it's justified. I understand it. I do.
You even used to bring your boys in all the time.
Yeah, but we don't have a boss that says don't.
Yeah, but if you did, wouldn't that hurt? Wouldn't that be hurtful?
Oh, I'd cry all day.
Well, you think of company morale as the big thing nowadays, right?
Mm-hmm.
Bosses want you to feel good about going into work.
Mm.
That is right there. If a boss says to me, "No, you can't bring in your kids, even though you're in a pinch."
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know if it's worth working for that company.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yes. Yeah.
222 Buzz. 222-2899. Jerk justified.
It's justified.
Everybody's team boss around here. How dare you?
No. If I took my child to my job, they could really get hurt. You're making everybody work in an office.
You're right. What do you do?
Well, okay, so if you work in that kind of atmosphere where it's so dangerous, obviously you're not going to bring your kid. It's not even going to be an issue.
Well, what do? I'm a single parent. I have nothing to do with my kid.
Is there any safe part of the office? Is there, you know?
It's not an office. It's a construction site. It could be a 30-story building they're building.
Yeah.
Well, have them sit in the car.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Kids in cars during the summer is awesome.
It's not summer, Scott. You're okay to sit in the car today with an iPad.
That's what I call it. All right, jerk or justified? What do you think?
Justified.
Oh, my God. Everyone's turning on parents.
Definitely justified. There's a lot of places that don't allow kids.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah, I think everybody is stuck on this whole safety concern. There is a safe place in every office, whether it's in, you know, the hallway near the bathroom, I don't know, or the manager's office, whatever.
Oh,
there's
a lot of parents that are police officers, too. They can't take their kids.
Okay, you're thinking of those extreme cases.
Thanks. 222 Buzz is the number. Hi, the Buzz. Good morning. Jerk or justified, the boss who doesn't allow you to bring your kids to work even in a pinch.
Now I got a question. What age of kid? Because I got a 16-month-old who needs constant attention. I can't bring her to work.
Why not?
So I can't get anything done.
Oh, my God. Bring your 16-month-old in here. I will watch that little cute mooch. There's enough people in the office to help you.
Mm.
You know, if you're like,
I think it's justified.
You
can call in the day, spend the day with her then.
Yeah.
Well, what if you don't have the ability, you used up your vacation day or you don't want to burn a vacation day? What's the big deal? I think we're all too to, you know, it's a family comes first.
I would love to bring her and play with her all day long at work.
Yeah, you get nothing done. That's why the boss won't.
Wouldn't you love your job more if your boss said, please bring your baby in, and if you have to make an important phone call, I'll hold the mooch.
Yeah, right.
Right? Wouldn't that make you love your job that much
boss
more?
30 babies.
I would love it more, but in reality.
All right. Thank you. Thank you.
It's justified. I'm going to lose this case miserably.
Not
aren't
at all.
I?
Maybe we'll get one joke. Hi to Buzz. What is it, Jerk or Justified?
Totally justified. Okay, so at my job, yes. I do IT for a living.
Okay,
and so you can hear a pin drop in my office.
Yeah.
There were, I don't know, there was a couple of coworkers that actually had the ability to bring their kids in while they were working, and they just caused nothing but mayhem throughout the office. So not only did they not get anything done, but all the other workers around them didn't get anything done as well. They're going around messing up desks, you know, all these desks and all this other junk. I'm like, no, take your kids back home. Go spend time with them at home. Don't bring them to work.
Oh, my goodness. All right.
And I have 6 kids, and I tell you what, I'm not about to bring any of them into work.
Okay. See, that's what it is. You want to get away from kids. I get it. Your house is so chaotic. You see work as like an escape.
Would you like to take any more? Or are you just
get at least one.
Are you a masochist? Let's see. Hi, the Buzz. Hi, the Buzz. Jerk or Justified?
Justified.
Anybody in a pinch, any parent in a pinch, you drop your babies off to me. Entercom, we're in High Falls.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.